Favorite animal, go.
Ooh, favorite animal. I mean,
took too long. Sorry, answer was wombat. All right.
I mean, like,
favorite pastel color.
Favorite. I don't know what those are. People always go, ooh,
like the soft
pastel
ones.
What does that mean?
Lavender,
soft,
mint, like a light pink and a light green, and a.
Those are pastels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, what's your favorite animal? I won't buzz this time.
I don't know. Like
raccoon. I'm like really horny for you to answer this question.
This is like how people interview politicians, where they're just like,
yeah,
favorite animal, raccoon.
They're like mouthing the words.
Then they start the next question before you answer the first one. I love too when they say like they'll just say something really, but they'll act like it's not them saying it. They'll go like, "What do you say
to people
who think you're a bitch?"
Right,
and you'll be like, "Well, who's saying
who said that?"
What do you like? I'll see him do it to Biden all the time. They'll be like, "What do you say to people that think you're an old piece of shit?"
Yeah,
and he'll be like, oh.
"There are people in America." Who claim that your bones are dust.
Can you show us your bones?
What do you say to those people that are like, yeah, show me the bones?
I want an independent counsel. I asked to see my bones. I handed them over.
I handed them over.
Trump hid his bones.
Yeah. Can't see Trump's bones. We don't know if his bones are dust. I'll tell you what. They're not bones. I'll tell you that much. They are not bones.
I don't know. I wish I could have a pet otter. I've never really interacted with one, so I don't know if I can really say it's my favorite animal, but like, I like cats and dogs, you know?
I definitely want a little pet that rubs its hands together, like a raccoon or an otter.
Yeah, that's cute as hell.
That'd be good stuff, dude.
But I don't know. I think a cat is my speed because they're low maintenance. They're soft.
Yeah.
They're a little crazy, but you know, they're not doing that much damage, you know? But dogs, sometimes I'm just like, I know they're man's best friend or whatever, but. Sometimes you're ever dealing with a dog and you're just like, what?
Oh yeah.
Why did you do that?
Yeah. Or they just get so excited.
Yeah.
So excited that it's like, I don't even know. I can't help you.
Yeah.
There's no amount of dogs love you so much that there's not enough of you.
Yeah.
They're like freaking out. They're like, why aren't there three of you?
Well, maybe it's dogs now. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
An animal just full of love. That's pretty
great.
No,
man, I definitely want a little beaver or an otter.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't care about hanging out with it at all. Give me an animal that I have nothing to do with that has like its own, let's say it gets its own room and has a little bathtub with water in it. And I can just like look through and I can see it washing its little beard. That's all I want, dude. Using its hand to wash its little face. Maybe my beaver has a husband, beaver, and they like hug and they like wash each other's faces in the tub. Come on, man. Man.
I think you just want to watch videos of beavers then if you don't want to interact with them.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to get to do this in person unless I own them, I don't think.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do that. You know, we have.
Can you own a beaver?
I think you can own a beaver. You just got to grab it. I don't think you, if you have a beaver and you're like, this is my beaver, the government can't take your beaver away.
I think they can do whatever they
want. No way.
There's a lot of animals they won't let you have. I just don't think they go house to house like, got any beavers in there?
The Tiger King had tigers for fucking years, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but I think it's illegal.
I see.
But I don't know how
one forced. I don't think a beaver is illegal. First of all, beavers are not going extinct anytime soon.
How do you know all this beaver shit?
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Look it up.
Are beavers extinct? Beavers. All right. Are beavers.
Are beavers endangered? Yeah.
Are beavers endangered?
They're definitely not. We would have heard about this.
Let's see.
Dude, well,
I've learned that I can't spell beavers.
We've got rapper news and moon news. I would like to add.
How big it just says not extinct. Not extinct.
I would like to add a segment.
Beavers are making a comeback.
I would like to add a segment on the show, dude, called Beaver News.
Dude, well, I got some beaver news for you right now.
Well, they're making a comeback. I want to hear about it.
How many there are in the United States?
60 million.
Okay, Dave.
Dude, there's 400 million people. Why wouldn't there be a lot of beavers?
Yeah, but I see people all the time.
Yeah, but you don't live in a river.
I did. I used to.
Wait, how many beavers are there in the United States? I feel like it's got to be over, it's got to be in the millions, right? It's not?
It's 6 to 12 million. But
12 which, million.
How is it 6 to 12? So it's the margin of error is 6 million?
Well, they only do a beaver census every 10 years. They got to have a guy out there counting the beavers.
I don't know how they even have a guess for how many beavers there are.
Did Who's you really think beavers? 60 million? Because I mean,
60 million is a lot of beavers.
400 million is a lot of people.
Did I tell you about how many millionaires there are?
How many millionaires are there?
Guess how many millionaires there are in America.
60 million. No, sorry.
Because you know, there's 2,000 billionaires like on Earth or something.
Right. And millionaires, it's like, but they're still the 1%. Or are they not anymore? Millionaires.
I mean, these are sound like clues, Dave. I'm just asking you to guess.
I see. 2 million millionaires.
24 million millionaires.
Holy shit,
in America, dude. That's a lot of millionaires.
Whoa. No wonder my life sucks.
Well, then I was like, oh, I could be a millionaire.
Yeah, totally.
I thought it was way more exclusive than that. I guess it's not that hard to get $1 million.
You have to be a millionaire in order to like live safely. Those are just all the people that incentive. Aren't worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like 24 million. Like
that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's so there were actually like 500 million people in the US now, right?
Something like that. Too so many.
24 million is 25% of 100 million. So that's 5%. 5% of America is millionaires.
Isn't that weird? Because you think about New York, how many people are here?
3 million, 4 million, something like that. Maybe it's five now, eight.
Which is crazy. It's like five times that are millionaires.
Let's look that up real quick. How many
people? That doesn't make any sense to me.
How many people live in? Oh, yeah. Okay. It's 8.5 million live in New York City. And I'll tell you what, they're all millionaires. So,
man, you know, I was thinking walking around today. I was like, so if you go through a breakup in New York, your ex, you could they're still within earshot of you for the rest of both your lives.
Yeah.
You could yell their name.
Yeah.
They're like, they live 80 yards away.
Yeah. Totally.
It's crazy to me how they're just, everyone's just packed in.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, we're packed in. It's great though, man.
It is great. I feel like a breakup here would
suck. New York City, highest concentration of millionaires in the U.S.
Whoa, how many?
New York City, the Bay Area, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Boston. See Boston? Relax.
Yeah, they're all rich and pissed.
Yeah, totally. Well, you making fun of me? You calling me? You think I'm not a millionaire?
Yeah, they're all mad they're not billionaires.
The number one is New York City. I don't have a number. Number two in the world is Tokyo. Number three is San Francisco.
Really?
Crazy.
That's wild.
Damn, that's fucked up. I don't really like that very much.
So you could mug someone in New York and get $1 million.
Yeah, they do have to carry it with them at all times.
That was the law.
Yeah.
You can make as much as you want.
It's a cash only city. That's the one thing about, that's why all our apartments are so big is we need a big safe and they're so small. I mean, because most of the square footage is taken up by our safe in the back.
Yeah. I wonder how much cash, you know, in Breaking Bad, when he lays on that pile of cash,
mm-hmm.
it's like the size of a bed.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that, you think? How much money is that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. If a couple million, probably. I don't know.
Because sometimes I'll be watching a movie and I'll watch someone rob a bank,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then they'll have like a stack of $10,000. It's like that big. It's like not big at all.
Well, I'll bet you what he did with that bed, though, is that he made a bed of ones and then he very carefully covered it with the only hundreds he had. So he had like $10,000 in hundreds.
Why not just have counterfeit money at that point? Who cares if you just want a bed of money?
That's another thing that's like a big difference between our generation, my parents' generation. My dad, you know, he was in the Navy and he's very much, I would say I'm a pretty moral person. I like want to be good to people. So are you.
Yeah.
And most people we know and are friends with like want to accept and take care of people in general. Right. And I would say that my parents are the same. They want that. But they think that part of being moral is doing your taxes and like following the rules of the government.
Right, right.
And I think that stealing from Target is good. you know what I mean? And I think cheating on your taxes is good.
Right.
And that you're doing the right thing.
It is crazy that I wonder what percentage of people do cheat on their taxes because they are hard.
Dude, and I don't. Consuming. I will also say I don't cheat on my taxes, and it's because I'm 41 and I don't have the time to get in trouble.
Right, right.
I didn't do my taxes for the first time until I was like 26 or something.
Right.
And I did them all. And I was like, oh, God. Well, this is why I didn't do them.
Yeah.
It sucked. All of it sucked. I was like, oh, I should start being like a regular citizen and not. But now.
Right, right.
Yeah. But when people don't do it, I'm like, good for you. Fuck it.
Well, it's interesting because if you're poor and you don't do your taxes, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
You never hear about them being like, we just audited 1,000 people who made $3,000 in 2013.
I guess I should also say I am not talking about rich people. Rich people better fucking do their taxes.
Right. And because they'll like take it. Right?
Yeah. And rightfully so. Yeah. And you know what else you should do if you're really rich? You should just donate a lot of your money to the fucking government so they can give it to us.
Give it to me. Like give it to a random person. That'd be fun.
Yeah, totally. Or just like, yeah. Is there any way to get millionaires and billionaires to just like make healthcare free? Could they just like without anyone's permission, just like create another healthcare system that we could sign up for that wasn't the government? That would be great.
Well, they would, but they would make it a for profit. I mean, they, you know what I mean? Like they gotta.
No, I know they're all like evil bastards. Evil bastards that I hate so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I can't imagine having like I go to the Forbes billionaire list sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'll look at it. You're not on there.
Damn.
Not yet. But there's some of them are 19 years old.
Oh, God, I know.
And it's always something like there's a lot of 19-year-old billionaires who just run a sunglasses company or like a glass. It's always like eyeglasses.
What?
Because I think you can make glasses for 75 cents and sell them for $500.
Oh, my God.
So there's 19-year-old like glasses billionaires on there, which is pretty funny.
It is funny.
But my favorite thing is to look at how much money they will lose in a day. So sometimes I'll look at it and they'll be like, Jeff Bezos lost $100 billion today.
Holy
He's
shit.
Down $100 billion. And then you'll see like one of the sunglasses billionaires made like $10 billion. You're like, it's just crazy to think about losing that much money.
Wow. Yeah. The GDP of.
Yeah.
Like more than the GDP of most countries.
It's crazy. And it's like, how do we really know that they lost $100 billion?
I know. Well, that's the other thing.
What are we
doing? Is it's all just like numbers. Like, what does that mean? Like in the stock market?
I don't know.
Their stock went down. They didn't like lose money from not selling enough DVDs or whatever.
DVDs.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, you're right. That was a horrible example. Yeah, whatever. Fine. Air conditioners. Anything you could imagine buying.
Yeah.
They didn't sell enough of that. That day. Fruit roll-ups. Just like none of kids are buying fruit roll-ups on Amazon today. And Jeff Bezos is fucking pissed.
Right, right.
Dude, he's not going to be able to buy a big fucking garage for his mansion. Because
I wonder what his goals are at this point.
I also think that he should still run that company out of his garage and just keep getting a bigger,
garage with a hot tub in it.
Yeah, where he just like tortures all his employees.
His
yeah, yeah. Of course, they're having miscarriages. They live in my house.
Everybody has to live. That's his goal. The whole world is his house.
Lives in his house.
Totally. Everyone on Earth lives in my house.
Yeah, man. That's why I go to space. I got to get away from my family.
He's going
to
put a roof on the whole world.
Yeah, put a roof on space. That's my goal. SpaceX is trying to live in space. I'm trying to put a roof on it.
He can't possibly have any actual goals at this point, right?
No, his goals are stupid. They're like, I want to go to space.
But didn't he already go?
Yeah.
What are you going to go? What are you going to do now?
I want to go up there and I want to sell space. I want to sell space to people on the internet.
He just carves a QR code into the moon.
Point your phone at the sky, dude, and order one of those Amazon Echoes.
That this might happen. It really sucks that this might happen.
Because that side is always facing us.
Yeah, dude.
So it could be a QR code.
It could be a QR code. Wow, dude. Yeah. You just hold your phone up to the moon and it's like $10 off Frank's Red Hot.
Nightmare, dude.
Everybody point your phone to the moon.
Point your phone to the moon, like, ooh, Death Cab for Cutie is playing at Forest Park. That's crazy. Oh, God damn it, dude.
Oh, that's just like, that's just the number one thing. Like, I got the moon QR code, dude. I got it for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
point
totally.
Your phones at the moon.
Yeah, dude. Everybody who points their phone at the moon gets to see my dick for half an hour a day, dude. Yo, dude. Moms in India are seeing my balls today.
Oh, the people are like, I don't even point my phone at the moon anymore, dude. It's all, yeah,
dude.
It's all OnlyFans ads. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, dude.
I used to like the moon. Now when kids hear the moon.
You know what I'm doing? I'm back to jerking off to porn. Someone's going to say that. Yo, oh, shit. You're going to love this. My buddy Justin called me, yeah. And he's like one of my friends. I'm sure you have these friends, too. Who like loves stand-up and is not a stand-up, respects it a lot and has like a lot of thoughts and ideas on it, but is like, I'm not a stand-up. So if I have a thought, I'm going to tell Dave, and he's a comedian. Right, right. Maybe he can do something with it. And he was like, yo, dude. So I did the like, he like did like virtual reality porn.
Oh no. That's
like,
no good.
And but it was like an AI one. So it's like,
oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're like immersed in this situation, and he was telling me like, it's like really, it's like you really feel like you're there, and yeah, it's really bad, and it's going to ruin sex for everybody. But he was saying like the weirdest thing is you are a person and you feel like you are in the body of a person,
right?
But and so like you can like imagine that you're getting your dick sucked. Like he said, he was like watching a blowjob.
Wait, and it hears your brain?
No.
It knows
no.
What you
no,
think,
what I'm saying is like he, I know I'm leading into saying something else.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't fuck with his head. The concept of him being getting a blowjob. Right.
Yeah.
But he would like move his feet, but the guy's feet that were his in the virtual reality wouldn't move when he did that. And that like drove him insane because like it feels like
one star.
My feet don't move when I move my feet. No, but like I get it, dude. It's like gotta be kind of, you're like immersed in this and you feel like it's real, but then like you move your body and it doesn't respond visually in the same way. It's just kind of like damaging to your psyche a little bit, maybe.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just go fuck somebody.
I know, totally. Just go.
Use the actual dick you have.
Well, so the thing is that I think people that have had sex before this existed are going to be fine. Because there's no way it's as good. Maybe at some point they will make it so good that it feels real and that'll be a whole other problem. But I'm worried about people that have never had sex and find this. Or like, and they're just like, I'll just do this.
It it's going to be, I feel like... There's no way this is going to like be why, like, because one day it's going to be like really cheap and prevalent. One day very soon. I just don't see how anyone's going to be like the percentage of dudes that are going to be late to work is going to skyrocket.
The percentage of dudes with like an Apple Vision Pro just having sex in their cubicle. It's going to be like, it's going to be like everyone, dude.
It's going to be. I just, you know, we need to, I don't know. I don't even know, like, you don't want to be like banning stuff, but I'm in my head, I'm just like, I feel like women are going to be pissed about, like straight women are going to be so pissed because erections are going to plummet. If you've been jerking off to Apple Vision Pro AI porn since you were 9.
Yeah. No,
your
that's
dick's
already
not
going to
work.
That's already happening. You have, yeah. I mean, you have this idea about sex that it's going to be this person that was like crafted by a computer to look exactly the way that your brain wants its synapses to fire. And then when a real woman isn't exactly that, you're like let down in some way. But I think the other way that it's really going to suck is like ways they won't, like people won't even notice. They're just like someone who is able, because I think that the thing that's going to kill us all with AI is when AI figures out how to make us all feel accepted.
Yeah.
When an AI learns like,
oh no,
what to say to a man to make him feel loved. Then it's like over for everybody. Everyone's going to be in love with a robot.
Yeah.
Because we're all like such like destroyed.
And we're going to sound like old concern. They'll be like, you don't think we should be able to download heroin.
Right,
it's like,
exactly.
No.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think so.
But like, oh, and people are going to be thinking things, maybe not comfortable saying it, but thinking things like, I mean, a real woman has never like heard me to this degree. People are just, yeah, like a robot can just be programmed to like know how you feel. Ugh.
Oh, I know.
And then like everyone, yeah.
Men will literally fall in love with a robot instead of going to therapy.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. So you're going to be able to like sometimes if you're like listening to our podcast and you're like, that episode was okay. The AI is going to be able to do a what's it called, right?
Yeah.
I hope not. I shouldn't have said
so.
That.
Dude, get me out of here, dude. This shit fucking sucks.
They have to like put some limits on it, right? It seems like they should.
It is. I don't know. Yeah, it's really worrisome. And I do think that even this conversation is making us sound old. I think young people are probably like, what are you worried about? But like, really, I don't know. This is like how my parents won't like sign up for things if they have to give their social security number. And right. I'm like, you're insane. You have to give people your social security number sometimes. I think this is our like, maybe it'll be fine and we're just going to have to roll with it and the world will be okay and we're fucking old. But I don't think so.
Well, the world's not okay now. AI is not going to make it great, right? It'll suck, but suck plus AI. And AI will suck at the same percentage of anything else, right? I just, like, remember when we were at Shake Shack and I was trying to get the beers?
Yeah.
And I'm in the line trying to get them from a person because whenever you, like, it's the same thing at the store. When
we ordered
like,
at this mayhem fucking Shake Shack with too many people in it right near Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And we ordered a beer and it literally took an hour for two beers to come.
Right.
And if we could have just asked a person.
Right. Because they're like, go to the kiosk and order the beer. And then once it says, then you got to get a person to come to the kiosk to tell you can have a beer.
Because you're 21.
And then it goes to another machine. And then a person, you wait for a person to look at the machine and get the beer. And it's just like in the old days, it was, I want a beer. They would pour you the beer. You'd have a beer in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, the AI, like, is the AI going to know I'm over 21? Do I have to show my ID to the AI?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, I don't see what's so bad about a person a job.
Right.
I don't want to get I like a bartender cleaning a glass and having a little attitude.
Well,
and it's like,
and empathy is like an important thing. Yeah. Yeah. That we all need to be able to relate to each other on a regular basis.
This one's on me.
Well, also,
I want a bartender there.
Also, AI, man, AI so far has been used to make paintings and cum. It's like used to, you know what I mean? It's like not doing, did we need more art? I thought humans making art, like we were doing that in order to express ourselves and like help each other through the pain of the world. And we like gave that to robots. And now, like, sex, another thing that is, like, a relief valve in the world is, like, being given to robots.
And it's the only two, like, the most human things is art and sex, right?
Yeah.
We're giving that to robots. It's like, what are we doing?
And golf.
Golf.
Golf is human.
But why, you know how a lot of artists are worth more once they die? Mm-hmm. You know, that's when they're really appreciated.
Yeah, like me.
That doesn't happen with AI unless we get rid of AI, right?
Yeah. I do feel like, I don't know, dude. That George Carlin thing was so fucking weird.
I still haven't seen it yet.
It did come out. Like, those guys said that they wrote that and gave it to the AI. So maybe it's, like, not as worrisome, but I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. It's like, what if we get, because if we don't outlaw AI, Couldn't AI like pass a law and then we're just like, shit.
No, it's not like that. It's not like the Terminator. It's still a thing that we control. What if they did? Well, I mean, I think when you have to be worried is when there's like an AI senator. If we get to a place where like people are voting, and also at this point, dude, I would vote for AI over Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
That's how it starts.
You're right.
Then we got AI senator, AI president.
Dude, if an AI came out and was like, it makes the most sense to have universal health care and let everyone go to college and to stop spending so much on defense.
That's when it would stop.
You're right.
People would kill it.
Give me a break.
They would nuke the AI like command center.
ChatGPT just explodes.
Because there's servers somewhere that's like, and then they would just be like, AI's done. It wanted a. It's literally not even us.
Russia shoots nuclear weapons at Cupertino, California.
Tell that AI. Just leave the porn part. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man, dude. AI president. He's like, he doesn't know nothing about the world, but his art sucks. He's a lot like George W. Bush in that way.
I think it might be more likely that the first is an AI first lady.
It'll be an AI woman?
Yeah.
Why would AI have a gender?
No, I think it's going to be a man who's I married a robot.
You're right. You're so right. Just like, yeah, exactly. Some the president in 50 years that is 8 years old right now will have his first sexual experience in a virtual reality box.
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't my feet move? And then gets over it because he's a kid. Yeah, yeah. And marries that computer.
He marries the computer and the computer like helps on his campaign and stuff.
And then, yeah, there's all these young kids that are just like, oh, it's just so inspiring that the first ever first computer is in the White House right now.
What if DeSantis was that? What if DeSantis was an AI candidate? It just didn't work. He's like, in Florida, where woke goes to die. And everybody's like, this blows. Well,
you never consider that AI might be stupid.
Yeah, because people are stupid.
People are intelligent.
It can only like go off what we've already done. Yeah, so most people are dumb.
How about AS, artificial stupidity, huh? Oh, man.
We must end Disney.
These are regular boots. These are people boots that people wear.
That's the new conspiracy I'm starting. In like 50 years, it'll come out. DeSantis never existed. That was all AI.
Oh, God. That would be so great, dude.
That would explain it. I would be less confused. That being a real guy makes no sense.
I know.
Me and my wife, Casey. We love freedom in Florida.
Yeah, that's a good point. Totally. Yes, my hair is always this wet. Okay, so Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Fucking rematch, dude.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Like, really?
It's going to be really funny. Like, it will suck and be terrifying, and I won't like it. But it will be funny if Trump. It's just really funny that everybody voted for him thinking he wouldn't win the first time.
Yeah.
And then he wins and everybody's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people were like, all right, that's enough of that. Let's get a boring old Democrat in there. And if then people go, let's try Trump again. That's like insane. That's the funniest. If you take away all the danger, it's so funny that people are like,
I don't know. I still feel bad all the time. I'm always afraid and I'm always sad and I don't sleep. I don't know.
It's so funny that like Jenny brings it up sometimes. She'll be like, remember when they announced he won? Because I was in Colorado Springs, but a lot of people were in LA.
I was in LA, yeah.
And she was like, remember people were like dancing at gas stations on top of cars?
Unbelievable.
And she's like, what the fuck?
I was talking to Graham K about this the other day and he was telling me like in New York City was the same way, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I remember because they announced it like 4 days later. If you remember, it wasn't like the day of the election.
Right, right. Yeah, it was later.
So I like didn't know that the announcement was coming. And I like hit up Danny Solomon. I was like, yo, do you want to go get lunch in Silver Lake? And so I didn't know that it was going to be a fucking party down there. And we went And it was bizarre because I was with Danny. We're both incredibly liberal people.
Yeah.
We did not want Trump to win. We voted for Biden. And we were walking around, we like went to Sweetgreen or something. And I just remember it was completely silent. And we were walking. And then we got it. We were in Sunset Junction and people were dancing on cars, like running through the streets, cheering. They had signs. We love you, Biden, and all this shit. And like, I like get it. You know, I get like the glee that Trump was gone. Like that felt like a big breath of fresh air, but. But it was also like we were in a. I'm very serious today for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep getting serious. But we were in a city where there were all these there were like so many homeless people. Like we were like 10 feet from.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And yeah, it felt really bizarre. And I just, you know, Obama had like killed a bunch of people with robots.
Right.
And this is his boy. And there was a pandemic and everything sucked. And it was just like, dude, no, this was like a good, this is good.
It's just weird. It's like people all get that, what do they call it? When you fall in love with your
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like that. Cause it's like the devil shows up to your house and then Harvey Weinstein kills the devil for you. And then everybody's like, man, this Harvey guy.
Yeah, you start doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein show up and kill the devil. And you're like, the devil is dead. And now Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein live in your house.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, no.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to vote for the devil.
Yeah, and then the devil's bringing back the devil.
Dude, I know.
It's like, what are we doing? Why?
Well, also, though... The other reason it's crazy that people were partying and is that like it's never actually that many people changing their mind. Both of those elections were won by the slimmest margin.
Right, right.
Ever. The last one was such a slim margin that it took them days to figure it out. Mm-hmm. and then a bunch of like no-nex ran full speed into Congress because it was not true. I'm going to take a dump in Nancy Pelosi's office because it's not true. I hate it when people lie to me. So I go to their job and I take a shit on their floor. God, dude. I love it when old Democrats are like, that was a dark day in American history. It's like, you know why that was a dark day in American history? Because that was the day that we found out that at Congress, there's no fence. Why isn't there a fence? Dude, if you just invested in one fence, none of this would have happened. Fence and guards.
Or you could have just said, when Trump goes, let's do a big rally on the 6 right next to the Capitol. They could have just been like, no.
No.
Nope.
Or, you know, they could have then put up a fence.
Yeah.
They could have been like, I think this might be fence time.
You know what they could have done? Build a big wall and painted Congress on it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like the Roadrunner.
Yeah, totally. And then right when they got close to it, they could have painted a little hole.
Honestly, I think that's Biden's plan for next time. That's as much as he's thought.
Why don't we paint a big hole?
Yeah.
They'll go in.
They'll just run in there.
The painted hole becomes a real hole. Then
you've seen this.
You erase it.
And then we drop a piano on him.
Seen it hundreds of times.
I saw this documentary about this coyote who really knows what he's doing with infrastructure. Jill loves it. She turned me on to it. There's this bird. It's really fat. Oh, he's a fast bird. This bird reminds me of the time my wife got hit by a truck and died. Oh, God damn it. I hate that guy so much. I'm so over it, man.
Oh,
just
boy.
Anybody at all. I really, really want what happens to be that at the DNC, goes bonkers. I was saying this to you at lunch.
Yeah. I hope that would be fun.
People would watch. There's an episode of The West Wing where it's like a later episode. And they like, it was cool. Later on in the show, they like stopped trying to make it believable. And they were just like, let's do everything that's possible to happen in government, but never would happen. And there's an episode where just people just start getting nominated on the floor of the DNC and the delegates have to move around and they have to, because you can technically do that. The DNC is when they actually decide who is the Democratic nominee for president. they're not like guaranteed
right
based on the primaries. They just go, each state goes to the DNC with their primary delegates to, and right. it's inferred that they're going to vote for that person. But you could hypothetically be like, nope, I'm running now. And I would love that, dude.
If that would be fun.
Gavin Newsom showed up and was like, well, I think I probably have California. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
Dude. It's like a wrestling match.
Someone from every state. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that would be, we ought to start getting this going so that
really?
The rumors start. That would be so fun.
I
would
so watch. Sick. And it's what should happen.
It. Yeah.
And Biden should drop out.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Just like, the problem is that every single Democrat sucks and is dumb. That's the thing. It's like, who are you going to put up? They're all like rich, shitty, dumb people who right. like hate poor people, but love gay people.
Right, right. Weird mix.
I know, dude. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm so upset about it all.
No, it is funny. I don't know who's I have a bad feeling that Newsom's going to be the president at some point.
It would be better.
Yeah, it would just be he's also frightening to me.
Well, yeah.
Cuz he's so good at it.
Yeah, he's like a big devious liar. Remember when he was like he gave that big impassioned speech about sticking with your bubble during COVID in California.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he hit
immediately. Went twice.
Like he had like a big dinner.
He went again. He went to it blew up. He said he was sorry. And then he went back because the food was so good. He
Dude,
couldn't
how
stop.
How great would it be if it was at a rallies?
See, that would have helped if everybody had been like, oh, Newsom went to In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be like, what a man of the people. But he went to a restaurant I'd never heard of in my life.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you don't know about the French Laundry? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's right.
It costs a lot.
Yeah.
How would I know that shit?
Dude.
It's just really, and it also made me go like, oh, so he's not actually, and it made me wonder for a minute. I was like, do rich people not get it?
Not get COVID?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
Because he didn't look afraid, and I don't think he got it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think rich people are afraid of a lot of things that have to do with the doctor.
Right. Yeah. Because
they're just kind of like, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
They do say about Succession, you know, that like season 2 supposedly took place during COVID, and they were like, should they be wearing masks? And then they decided no, because those people would never have to.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a bubble.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're like never around anyone who would touch them. And if they were, those people would get killed.
Dude, one of my favorite all-time presidential facts is that when Chris Christie was in the hospital with a life-threatening case of COVID, that Trump called and said, you're not going to tell him I gave it to you, are you?
God, that's awesome.
And he's like wheezing through a tube and he's like, no.
Oh my God. Is that true?
Yes. Didn't say how you doing. Oh, are you get better soon? You're not going to tell him I gave it to you, right? Holy shit, that's funny.
Dude.
That's just.
I will say this about Trump running against Biden. It is possible now that Trump, it's like known that he's like a criminal in like 40 states or something like that. And he's just like so open. Like he doesn't. There's literally nothing he can do to lose his base. And it's not even a base. It's a block. There's a voting block of Trump voters that just love everything he says.
Right.
They're just like, he told me he was going to kill my son. I love it. I love all the stuff he says about killing my son. And man, he came over to my house. He kicked my door in. He broke all my plates. He took a piss on my floor, killed my dog, beat the shit out of my son, stole all my video games. I love it. And they just can't like... There's nothing. So maybe it'll be like a real, maybe it'll be really funny and he'll lose. That's what I'm hoping for. You know, like he'll just, you know, he already said that they're going to change. Like that clip on The Daily Show is so awesome. Where he's like, we got to win Pennsylvania. They're going to change the name.
Yeah. They're going to, what are they going to change it to? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the new name of Pennsylvania and why would that be bad?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
they're going to change it to
Joe Biden. They're going to call it Joe Biden.
LGDB Pennsylvania.
Yeah, dude.
That's what they're going to say.
Yeah. LG. Yeah. And you don't want that. You don't want Pennsylvania to be LGBT. Next. Man. That's how Joe Biden is. When he wins a state, he names it his name. That's how these Democrats are. Pennsylvania, Joe Biden. Oh, Iowa, Joe Biden. Idaho, Joe Biden.
Oh, it's so funny that, it's just weird to me that it's a thing that I'm like, no one wants it. And it's happening.
I know.
And everybody's like, we got to protect our democracy. Well, then why is the thing no one wants happening?
Yeah.
If it's all democratic, the thing everyone doesn't want to happen more than ever, no one wants it. And it's happening.
No, why? It's clearly not a democracy. Yeah. Yeah. No one. That's such a good point.
I just don't. It's like a weird. It's got to be ranked choice voting, right? But is that good?
What do you
mean?
That's
what people always say.
Oh, I see.
So you rank your like top three or whatever, and it's weighted. I don't know.
I mean, also like let people vote on the internet, man. It just can't be. I'm sorry. Like it just cannot be less safe than in person.
Right. Money's on the internet. All my money's on the internet.
Yeah. So you're saying that.
I haven't been to a bank in like 10 years.
And so, and also like, I think I've said this before on the show, like, what are they going to do? Steal the election? They do it every time, according to one of the presidents, at least. You know what I mean? Like, if one of the two presidential candidates every time is just like, fraud. Then, like, what's the difference? Why don't we?
Well, you're supposed to do it. You know, remember in Little League? Or you'd be playing like on the playground as a kid, you know, and someone would lose and they'd be like, bullshit. And you're supposed to like kick rocks and like just throw it and then be a little bitch about it.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to be like, I'm holding an actual different speech on the other side of the field because I won. And then you get everyone who thinks I won come over here. And we're going to try and kill the winner.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
We're going to meet next Friday in front of the coach's house. And we're going to run in there. Right. And we're going to take a dump in his bathroom.
Because people always say, they go, Hillary didn't like losing. And I'm like, yeah. And they'll go, Al Gore, Hillary, they fucking. I'm like, yeah, but they didn't hold a rally to try and kill the.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It's very also, different.
Neither did Bush, by the way.
Right.
And he ended up winning, but it wasn't in his hands. And he didn't throw a little hissy fit.
Right. You're supposed to do the old fashioned way. The George W. Bush way is the best way to do it. You get your dad.
Your rich
and your
dad.
Brother.
Yeah.
One's a governor, one's an ex-president. You stack the Supreme Court and get your brother to do a little thing.
Yeah, totally.
That's what you do. You don't hold a coup. Do it the Bush way.
Maybe we should let Florida be a country. You know what I mean? It really feels like all of our problems come from Florida. DeSantis is down there.
Yeah.
Just like move Disney just right over the border into Georgia, you know? Look, this makes sense.
Okay.
I'm saying something that makes sense and everyone agrees with me. Okay. All right. Listen, I'm a stand-up comedian. I know
from
what I'm
Georgia,
talking about.
So I want, if you have Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, that's a country.
Oh God. But then they'll have so many people and money.
Still not enough though. Us. They don't get North and South Carolina. They don't get Georgia.
They'll just take it.
They don't get Virginia.
Florida is perfect because like everyone, every single person who lives there is stupid, you know? And listen to me, except of course,
who listens to
Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
No, yes, obviously there's exceptions to the rule, but aside from the people that I like there.
Right.
No, I just mean like, there's always some big thing that has to do with Florida, sometimes it's that the state is split right down the middle on who they're voting for.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's literally that there are tiny pieces of paper caught in the voting machines.
Right.
That one was insane. It's that, like, Florida,
that is insane.
Come on, dude. That's the main reason I think
there's so many old people there.
Totally. And they're so horny.
So many horny
olds. What is the name of the
village?
Yeah, the villages.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the highest concentration of STDs crazy. In the country.
They're just driving golf carts around and fucking each other and choosing the president every time.
Totally, every time.
What a weird power. Wow.
Totally. Biden was in the news today telling his young staffers that they have to keep having sex with their wife in order to have a good marriage. And it's like, I don't want to know that Jill and Joe Biden still have sex. This guy that can't count to 10.
That's really nuts if he really is. You know, that's why he's walking funny all the time.
Yeah, that's why he's always out of it. He's just fucking so good. He's always had like a huge orgasm. Just like, whoa, what'd you say? He's eating ice cream like, oh, yeah. What? I don't know.
Oh, man, we should take a break.
We should really take a break.
Yeah.
What's up, sleepers? What's up, Richard Carnes? Get ready to lay down.
We're the Potato Boys.
Fuck Walter Mondale.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Lay it down.
Come see Caleb and I live in Houston, Texas at the Riot Comedy Festival. April 4th and April 5th, a co-headlining stand-up show and a live episode of What's It Called?
And it's going to be fun.
Also, we both have a bunch of touring all around the country throughout the rest of the year, including I'm taping a special June 22nd at the Gutter in Brooklyn, New York. Tickets are not up for that yet, but I will tell you when they are, and you should come.
You should come. Come to New York if you haven't been in a while. It's a great excuse for a trip. Yeah. Watch Dave's special.
They got 9/11.
Bring a friend. We got that 9/11. Check me out June 7th and 8th. I'll be at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. Haven't been there in a long time. Excited to be back with some new stuff. Come hang out. Dude. Tickets are cheap. You can sit up front. I love you. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah, man. And this week we are renaming Jeff Foxworthy.
Foxworthy, dude.
Oh, by the way, what's it called? Rodeo is our website. Rate and review us on Apple, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and patreon.com/what's it called if you want.
That's right.
More of us. Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. I got some names.
He was like my first favorite comedian.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, it was like.
I had the You Might Be a Redneck If CD album, and I bought it at a gas station. And then every year my mom would buy me the You Might Be a Redneck If One a Day calendar.
Oh,
the
dude.
Tear off calendars.
Yeah, was he one of the first with like national merch?
I think so.
That was such a smart idea.
Yeah.
I didn't have a Seinfeld calendar.
Totally.
You know? Just you could buy like jokes. He would sell plates and he'd be like, how about redneck mac and cheese?
Yeah.
And it'd be like, okay.
Yeah, put our dogs in it.
Bye-bye, Jeff Foxworthy hot dog.
If you put hot dogs in your spaghetti, you might be a really, really hungry redneck.
Yeah, but he'd be like on the radio in the morning. I'd be going to school, and his jokes would be on the radio.
Totally.
Yeah, he was huge.
He had a sitcom. Yeah. Everywhere. And then he like later in his life got the Blue Collar Comedy Tour and got big again.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's so famous.
And now I have a joke about him. And I stopped doing it because crowds don't know who he is.
That's crazy.
Like, it's almost as a rule, if you're like over 33, you know who he is. Mm-hmm. Under 33, don't. Comedians all know who he is.
Right.
But I once asked a crowd in Williamsburg, clap if you know who Jeff Foxworthy is. And the entire left side of the room didn't clap.
Wow.
Like, wow. Okay.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What a world.
Have I said this on the show yet? What happened with...
The Copperhead.
The Copperhead. I did say this, right?
Yeah, okay. Crazy story. Like, but
if you haven't heard it, Jeff Foxworthy was supposed to do my SiriusXM show, him and Larry the Cable Guy, and I was so excited. I thought that I didn't like Larry the Cable Guy, but it turns out all you got to do is do my show.
Yeah.
And I just love you.
I know.
And so they were going to do it, and then they canceled the day before, and the reason was the producer was like, I'm so sorry. Foxworthy's in the hospital. He got bit by a copperhead snake.
Which is
so great, man.
What a crazy.
What an amazing.
Woke up and got bit by a copperhead.
Lives in a mansion.
And plays.
Outside Atlanta, I think.
Yeah.
And he just like goes rooting around in the bushes.
Like his daily schedule.
What is a rich?
Let's write a couple of jokes. Root around in bushes a little bit.
We got, I think, honey. can we move my rootin' to 1:30? I had it at 11:30, but I want to eat lunch with the kids. All right, honey, we can root later. All right.
Yeah, dude.
New names for Jeff Foxworthy.
That's right. The Dirty Preacher from Mudhole City.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah, dude. Redneck, blue collar, white dick.
Funny Bill.
Big old lanky stick bitch.
Tommy Fun.
Racist Carrot Top.
Republican Seinfeld.
Talented Bill Engvall.
Ricky Mustache, the horse thief.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. NASCAR CK.
The Great Confederate Joke Machine.
Jim Bob Gaffigan.
The Chattahoochee Lampoon.
Skeeter Seinfeld.
My last one is the Dixieland Love Doctor.
I've got, you can take Georgia, you can take the man out of Georgia. Wait, hold on. Damn it. You can take the man out of Georgia, but you can't make him shut the fuck up about it. Wow, that was pretty funny. Yeah. I stuttered a lot. That was good.
That's how it goes.
I love stuttering.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
All right, so our prompt.
Yeah, what was the game?
Line was, what if Jeff Foxworthy was a serial killer?
Oh, amazing.
That was
dude.
The prompt. We got some fun ones. At Shibi Carlene said, John Wayne Hayseed.
Dude, that's great. John Wayne Hayseed? That's so clever.
Jordan on Discord said, Larry the Strangle Guy.
Hell yeah.
At Demira said, the Fulton County Penis Thief.
Wow. Amazing.
At I Like Mike Perry said, Chuck Lawn Dart. And this is crazy. All right. So Bogdute on Discord had Shotgun Willie for the fourth week in a row. Which he also had for Longhorn Strip Club.
Oh, yeah.
Chili's by Kids. And if Nirvana was dead.
Oh, that's funny.
No, if Nirvana was, I think it was Oasis was dead, and if Nirvana was in the Mafia.
So in the Mafia,
that's
yeah.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot.
Yeah.
At Seth Mills said, if your skin is soft enough to wear as a suit of my own horrific creation, you might be a victim. At Dub Space Bimbo said, BTK, bluegrass, trucks, and killing. And Kota Otan on Discord said, you might be a dead neck.
Okay.
And also threw in, my fiance said, are you deader than a fifth grader?
Yeah.
So shout out to Kota Otan's fiance.
Hell yeah.
Shibi Carlene said, Jack the Quipper.
Okay. Sure.
And number one this week at Seth B. Bennett said, Sudden Jeff.
Whoa.
Sudden That's Jeff.
Sudden Jeff is great, man.
I just see his face and like the name on the tabloid.
Whoa.
Sudden Jeff.
Sudden Jeff is a great name for a comic and a great name for a wrestler.
It's great.
Yeah, man.
It's really solid.
Sudden Jeff.
Yeah. So thank y'all for tuning in.
You're the best.
And subscribing and
fans in the world.
On the Patreon and coming to shows.
We love you so much. We hope we see you in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
We hope we see you at some shows on the road and in New York City. And we'll see you next week.
Lay it down.
Bye.
What's it called? What's it called?